Nearly 60 years, 62 years ago, Dr. Martin Luther King shared his dream with us. On the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, he paid homage to the man whose shadow he was standing in. It had been 100 years since Abraham Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation. And as King put it, 100 years later, the Negro was still not free. 100 years later, the life of the Negro was still crippled by the manacles of segregation and the chains of discrimination. America had come up short, far short of its promise that all men, black men as well as white men, were guaranteed the unalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. In 1788, the Constitution, guaranteeing the principles of the Declaration of Independence, was ratified. From the time of its ratification to the time that Dr. King delivered his speech on August 23, 1963, Black Americans had been denied their rights for 175 years. They had been enslaved. They were pieces of property to be whipped, beaten, separated from their family members, sold to the highest bidder, or sent downriver for worse. In King's time, they were denied the right to vote, denied the right to a fair trial, denied the right to drink water from a white man's drinking fountain. In Montgomery, Alabama, if picked up by a bus at all, a black man or woman was relegated to the back seat. In Jackson, Mississippi, if a black man made eye contact with a white woman, he could be hung for it. No due process, no rights. Lynched. It was against this backdrop that Martin shared his dream for America. He referenced a song, "My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride, from every mountainside, let freedom ring." And he went on, "Let freedom ring from the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado. Let freedom ring from the curvaceous slopes of California. But not only that, let freedom ring from Stone Mountain of Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every hill and molehill of Mississippi. From every mountainside, let freedom ring." After 75 years in slavery and 100 years of segregation, Dr. King called out for freedom to ring for his people. After 8 months of mask mandates in Michigan, 240 days, some here called out for freedom to ring. June 2021 to February of 2022, 8 months. After 10 years of DEI being promoted from the White House in hopes of righting wrongs created by nearly two centuries of slavery and segregation, and make no mistake, there were DEI initiatives that went too far, but none so far that the former board or any of us could claim that we earned the right to carry the mantle of Dr. Martin Luther King. The January 2023 resolution to establish where freedom rings as a new county vision statement included the following. We agree with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s dream. We agree with his dream and his desire to let freedom ring in every city and state across our nation. We agree with the historical significance of these words to the American people's struggle for freedom. Got a few images of their struggle for freedom. This is a whites-only drinking fountain. Ruby Bridges trying to go to school in a white school only. Rosa Parks trying to ride a bus in Montgomery, Alabama. Bull Connor's attack dogs. Birmingham, Alabama, fire hoses turned on nonviolent protesters at a sit-in. And the KKK. If it's not abundantly clear that the adoption of the phrase, let freedom ring, on the heels of the struggle of Martin Luther King and the civil rights movement, and his I Have a Dream speech, if it's not abundantly clear that that was a mistake from the outset, I don't know what more could be said to soften hardened hearts. But even so, I have hope. Hope that one day the residents of Ottawa County will join together. And in the words of Dr. King, hew out of this mountain of despair a stone of hope. I have hope that the goodness of mankind will rise above the grievances that we all carry. I have hope that one day the silos of separation in Ottawa County will be torn down, and their pieces and parts will be used to build up people united in our common cause to see the promises of the Declaration of Independence become real. Not just for ourselves, not just for our family, our friends, our neighbors, for those who think like us, not just for Republicans, not just for Democrats, but for all people, for Black people, white people, brown people, for men, women, and children, for the current generation and for future generations. I do have hope. And like Dr. King, I have faith. Faith that one day, as he said, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. And with this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to stand up for freedom together. Today, the first step on that path that gives us even the smallest chance of realizing Dr. King's dream for everyone requires that we move on from the past. It requires that we move on from where you belong. It requires that we move on from where freedom rings. We have not lived up to these proclamations. But today, we can all wipe the slate clean. And the first step is to do away with the old so that something new can be created. My hope today is that we would all join together on this board and do this together. Thank you.